Who Am I is a poem by Samuel Hoffman. It features his internal thoughts as he ponders his own identity and who he really is. He has many doubts about himself, and every time he thinks of something good, he always seems to come up with something bad about himself. He is clearly shown to struggle with his identity. Because of all this, it is shown that one's identity is a very complex thought. It is not simply stated in one sentence. It is not always the same throughout your life, but rather is something that is forever changing and forever complex and hard to understand. And that's all right. The poem explores the idea of identity being a complex thing by constantly changing what Hoffman thinks of himself as. It follows the same pattern, really. It goes, I'm the one who blah blah blah, but blah blah blah. And then it goes back to, I'm the one who blah blah blah. And again it says, but blah blah blah. And this goes on and on and on for the whole poem. And that shows how very complex it is that he can't really just state in one word or in one sentence or even in a few sentences what his identity is, because there's so many different aspects of it. For example, in the beginning, he talks about finishing a race, and then later he talks about a girl he loves. Then later he talks about wanting to be an invincible superhero, which shows how, you know, it's really complex. You can't just tackle down and settle down on your identity being one simple thought, but rather it's very complex. It's really hard to really just gather and just verbalize it in one go, but rather it can be so many different things. It's not simple at all. Now, apart from just being a complex thought, the idea of identity forever changing throughout your life is also explored here. And much like my previous example, which, you know, actually I'm going to use just the exact same examples I used a while ago because it also explores this idea. Like I stated, the whole poem goes through the cycle of I'm the one who did all this, but I did all this. And it goes on and on again, and it does that through the entire poem. For example, the first paragraph goes, I'm the one who finished the race, but I came in last, so. And then the second paragraph reads, I'm the one who swam in shark-infested waters, but the sharks were behind glass, so. And this just continues through the whole entire text. This just shows that he cannot settle down on one single thought or sort of one single criteria to base his identity on. Like, is he gonna base his identity on the sports he plays? Is he gonna base it on his culture? Is he gonna base it on his personality? There's really no saying, and there's so many different ways to talk of his identity. And so really, it just shows that your identity is always changing, you know, it's not always going to be the same. You're not always going to base it on the same factor. You're not always going to talk about where you come from culturally. You're not always going to talk about what your personality is or what your job is or maybe or something like that. But rather, your identity, it's forever changing throughout your life. All these examples I mentioned and all these different things within the poem just shows that Who Am I by Samuel Hoffman really just tells us that identity is complex and it's forever changing. It's not always simply going to be the same thing throughout our entire life, and it's not always going to be just some simple thought that we can really think, oh, okay, this is my identity, simple as that. No, actually, it's the complete opposite. It's not simple at all. It's very complex. And you know what? That's okay, because identity is a very hard and complex topic to wrap your head around. And even though you can't really say it in one or two words, and even though it might be a very complex and not simple thought at all, you know, it's still something important for us to understand, because identity is what makes us who we are.